Welcome to the Full of Money Radio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:13 Irish Summer Time. Today is September 12th, and today has been a day dominated by news from the commodities sector, and I'll get to that in a moment. But looking at the equity markets, starting off in Asia, the leading market there was most definitely the Hang Seng. It was up almost 1.5%, 357 points, breaking out of that little consolidation above the highs that we saw in July. This is most definitely, well, this is without doubt the best performing index globally at the moment. The A shares today rallied a little bit, but they didn't countermand yesterday's downward dynamic. They may well do so in the coming days. But other markets in Asia, they were all a little bit softer in here today. The Nikkei was down 80 points. Piece of news there, of course, being that the Prime Minister Abe has resigned. And of course, the what markets are going to be looking for is who's going to replace him, because I don't think there's going to be many people who really want the job. It's pretty thankless. And if only they could bring back Koizumi, the markets I think would be happy. But otherwise, they're going to be looking for someone who can restore some order and bring a little bit of prestige back to the office, because they've been absolutely riddled with scandal. So, not out of the woods yet in Japan, but I think this is a good move in terms of governance, and governance has certainly been a problem there over the last 6 or 7 months. Of course, Japan has a number of other problems, but the stock market isn't showing any signs yet that it's about to rally from this area, and in fact, the second section is making new lows at the moment. Looking at Australia, down marginally in here today, quarter of a point, but really nothing to write home about. And it's very much a similar story across the region. Vietnam was a bit of a standout in that it does appear to have found at least a short-term bottom. Europe was quiet today. The FTSE was up 25 points, DAX up 0.2%, and the Swiss market was probably the best performer, up 66. We have seen most of the European markets finding support above these August lows, and for example, the SMI in Switzerland found support at below 8,400 in the middle of August, and now just at 8,600 at the beginning of September. So that's a higher low at the moment, at least, and provided it can rally back above 9,000, then we'll have higher lows and higher highs. So, not all gloomy at all, but it was a relatively quiet day, and same story in Wall Street. The S&P was actually flat on the day, the Dow Jones down 16, the Nasdaq down just 5. So, a quiet day generally for stock markets. But moving on to the commodity sector, I wasn't nearly as nimble as I was hoping to be with my gold position, and I bought back pretty much towards the high of the day. But the crude oil price is up above $80, and that's on a number of different factors. US inventories are declining. OPEC are not going to raise their output as much as many had hoped, and there's a tropical storm heading towards Houston. That has also had a significant effect on natural gas. Big upper dynamic in here today, following that upper dynamic we saw, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, and you'll have seen the chart I posted, and interesting charts on that day. As long as you have any kind of weather that is threatening the infrastructure around the Gulf Coast in the US, natural gas is going to do well. But it's going to need a move above $8 to break out of this base that it's been forming for the last couple of years. And given that this is really only a tropical storm and hasn't strengthened into a hurricane of any size, probably indicates that there's not going to be very much damage done, which is probably a good thing given the fact that crude oil is just so strong at the moment. If those rumors that we're going to have strikes in the Athabasca Sands region are actually true, that will take in excess of 1 million barrels a day offline for as long as the strike goes on, and that could accelerate crude's upward trend that it's in at the moment. It's off the highs a little bit right now, but still well in excess of $79, and that's an important breakout. This has been consolidating for an excess of a year. Now, it wouldn't be at all surprising for it to consolidate around this area, potentially above this area before going on to make new highs, and it is going to need a downward dynamic now to offset potential for further upside in the short term. This is really rather a significant move. And looking right across the commodity sector, the grains were a bit of a standout as well today. Wheat went on to make a new high above $9, but actually closed down 30 on the day. Now that's not a key reversal because it hasn't closed below yesterday's low, but it's a bit of a downward dynamic, and it is in an area where there was potential resistance at the round number. Now, if we see some follow through tomorrow, that could be an indication that it has reached a high of medium-term significance. But at the moment, it's a high of short-term significance. And it would certainly be a time to start. If you haven't already got stops in, it would certainly be a time to be putting stops in and raising stops right now in the wheat market. Soybeans were also very strong in here today initially, although they closed off of their highs. I think it went to an 8-week high. But it was a breakout from a defined trading range, and it would need to fall back into that trading range to offset potential for further upside here. Cotton also had a good day in here today. Not nearly as good, and certainly not in the size or scale of the upper dynamics that we've seen in the other soft commodities, but pressuring the 60-cent level nonetheless. And it does look like it's definitely found support at 55, which had been the top of that long range. So it does look like we are going to see some further upside in the cotton market. Robusta coffee is also pressuring its highs, and it does look like we're going to see some further upside in that market as well. So this has definitely been a day which was dominated by the soft commodities, along with oil and natural gas. Gold sold off reasonably heavily earlier on in the session. On the spot, it was down to 705.80, but closed up at 711.80. So lost $6, made it almost all back, and closed only down 70 cents on the day. Silver, quite quiet as well, down 4 cents, and made up really most of its loss as well. It had been as low as 1264, closing out at 1279. So that's really quite good strength there. We're seeing a little bit of two-way action, which is really healthy, and it continues to look like gold has broken above the $700 level, and well, there is significant potential upside here, provided we don't get those big downward dynamics. Looking at some of the industrial metals, given that copper had such a good day yesterday, it was a little bit softer in here today, down 275. Nickel was up a little, lead and tin up a little as well, and zinc, which is the laggard of the bunch, was down just marginally in here today. Part of the reason that you've had this strength in the commodity sector is that the dollar has been quite weak in here today. The euro is up 64 ticks. It's above 139 now, so that's showing really quite a lot of strength. The dollar index down to 79.36, so continuing to fall down 33, nearly 34 points today. The pound was weaker here today. It's at 203.03, and the headline that I saw was that there is a perception that the interest rate cycle has peaked in the UK. I think that's probably a bit of a nonsense story, because I think there's a good chance that the interest rate cycle has peaked just about everywhere, at least for the next 3 to 6 or even 9 months. So the pound is looking relatively cheap relative to the euro in here right now, but it's certainly not the one that's making the running in here. The Aussie dollar was also a bit stronger in here today. It was up 74 ticks, up to 84.21 cents on the dollar. Or sorry, US cents, I should be saying. I'm just going to pull that chart up because that's a rather significant move in a key commodity currency. And just as I've brought the chart up, it had been consolidating around that 82 level, has broken up above 84 now. That's a significant move. It's also retraced more than half of the decline that we've seen since the end of July. And it does look like we're going to see some further upside on the Aussie dollar here as well. The Canadian dollar was also a bit stronger in here today. It's almost right back down to the lows, or the dollar is right back down to the lows against the Canadian dollar at 104. It is looking increasingly likely that we're going to see parity over the next couple of weeks or even months. And in the absence of upper dynamics in favor of the dollar, the chances are that we are going to see continued dollar weakness against the background of lower interest rates in the US. That is a very, very good situation for gold and the other precious metals to be in. And with that in mind, I just have a quick word of about the bonds. US Treasuries are a bit weaker in here today, down 11, 10-year down 7. So it has encountered a little bit of resistance around that 114 level. This isn't anything in the way of a downward dynamic, and it is looking still relatively consistent. But personally, I don't think there is too much upside left on the in the bond markets. But for the moment, those uptrends remain consistent. And that's pretty much it from me. But thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a very good evening.